文备课终要上课咯。这一集要聊的主题是代名词 one 的用法。代名词 one 复数 ones 用来代替前面提到的可数名词或者是同类型的人事物，例如 There are more than 11,000 convenience stores in Taiwan. It's very easy to find one.在台湾有超过 1.1 万间的便利商店，很容易找得到一间便利商店的。There are 有 more than 超过 11,000 11,000。英文呢没有万这个单位，所以遇到万这个数字的时候就要心算一下，变成10,000 10,000， 而11,000 11,000就是11,000咯。Convenience stores, 便利商店 in Taiwan, 在台湾 is very easy, 非常容易 to find one, 找到一间。这里的 one 就是 one convenience store, 一间便利商店。那在谈到选择或者是选项的时候，使用 one 来指任何一间便利商店，就可以避免重复，让语言表达更简洁有力哦。There are more than 11,000convenience stores in Taiwan. It's very easy to find one. 在台湾有超过 1.1 万间的便利商店，很容易能够找到一间的。These shoes are uncomfortable. I need to find new ones. 这双鞋穿起来不舒服，我需要买新鞋。These shoes, 这双鞋 are uncomfortable, 不舒服。I need to find, 我需要买。New ones, 新鞋。这里的 ones 就是 shoes， 因为鞋子是复数，所以使用 ones 来代替 shoes。These shoes are uncomfortable. I need to find new ones. 这双鞋穿起来不舒服，我需要买新鞋。He needed a new pair of shoes, so he went to the store to buy one.
他需要一双新鞋，所以他才去商店买了一双。
He needed, 他需要 a new pair of shoes, 一双新鞋。所以 he went, 他去 to the store, 商店 to buy one, 买一双。使用 one 来代替 one pair of shoes 可以避免重复，让语言表达更简洁有力。那要注意的是，这里的A pair of shoes 是被想成一个单位，所以使用 one 而不是复数的 ones 来代替哦。He needed a new pair of shoes, so he went to the store to buy one. 他需要一双新鞋，所以他才去商店买了一双。
代名词 one 或者是 ones 除了用来代替前面提到的同类型的可数名词以外，还可以加上限定词，让表达更清楚准确。例如
I do have a tablet, but I need a new one for my online courses. Which one should I buy?
我确实有一台平板电脑，但我需要一台新的平板上线上课程，我应该买哪一款呢？
I do have, 我确实有A tablet, 一台平板电脑。But I need, 但是我需要 A new one, 一台新的平板。使用 one 来代表 tablet, A new one 代表 a new tablet. For my online courses, 上线上课程。Which one, 哪一款。
这里也是使用 one 来代表 tablet, Which one 代表 which tablet.
Should I buy, 我应该买。I do have a tablet, but I need a new one for my online courses. Which one should I buy?
我确实有一台平板电脑，但我需要一台新的平板上线上课程。我该买哪一款呢？
This hot dog is yummy. I'm ready for a second one.
这个热狗很好吃，我已经准备好要吃第二根了。
This hot dog is
这个热狗 yummy 好吃。I'm ready, 我准备好了 for a second one, 第二根。那第二句的 one 指的是 hot dog, for a second one 指的是 for a second hot dog, for another hot dog 的意思就是我要再吃一根。 This hot dog is yummy. I'm ready for a second one.
这个热狗很好吃，我已经准备好要吃第二根了。
They are the only ones to meet the movie star and have lunch with her.
他们是唯一见到这位电影明星并与他共进午餐的人。
They are, 他们是 the only ones,
唯一的人 to meet the movie star, 见到这位电影明星 and have lunch, 并且共进午餐 with her, 跟他一起。
They are the only ones to meet the movie star and have lunch with her.
他们是唯一见到这位电影明星并与他共进午餐的人。单名词 one 或是 once 用来指前面提到的同类型的可数名词，并且可以在 one 或者是 once 的前面加上限定词，就像刚刚例句当中所提到的，用 a new one 代表 a new tablet， which one 代表 which tablet， a second one 代表 another hot dog。The only ones 代表 the only people 等等，或者呢，也可以使用 this one, that one 来让表达更清楚。接下来呢，就用一个朋友们都很熟悉的小故事来说明 this one, that one 的用法。
There was a woodman cutting the tree on the bank of a river.
有个樵夫在河边砍树。
There was a woodman
有一个樵夫
cutting the tree
砍树。
On the bank of a river,
在河岸边。
There was a woodman cutting the tree on the bank of a river.
有一个樵夫在河边砍树。
His axe flew out of his hands and fell into the river.
他的斧头从手中飞出去，掉进到河里。
His axe,
他的斧头 flew out, 飞出去。
Out of his hands,
从他的手中。
And fell,
并且掉落
into the river,
进到河里。
His axe flew out of his hands and fell into the river.
他的斧头从手中飞出去，掉进河里面。
Mercury, a god in Roman mythology, appeared and tried to help him.
一个罗马神话中叫做墨丘利的神出现了，并且试着要帮助他。
Mercury,
墨丘利
a god in Roman mythology,
是罗马神话当中的神。
Mercury 也是水星的意思。
Appeared, 出现
and tried to help him,
并且试着要帮助他。
Mercury, a god in Roman mythology, appeared and tried to help him.
一个罗马神话中叫做墨丘利的神出现了，并且试着要帮助这位樵夫。诶，是不是觉得这个神话这个故事有点熟悉呢？
Mercury dived into the river and brought up a golden axe.
墨丘利跳入河中，举起一把黄金斧头。
Mercury dived.
墨丘利潜到水里面
into the river,
进到河里
and brought up,
并且举起
a golden axe,
一把金斧头。
Mercury dived into the river and brought up a golden axe.
墨丘利跳入河中，举起一把黄金斧头。
He said to the woodman, "Is this yours?"
他对樵夫说
"Is this one yours?"
这个是你的吗？这边我们就听到了用 one 来代替 golden axe.
The woodman replied.No, my axe is not a golden one.
樵夫回答
No, my axe is not a golden one.
我的斧头不是金斧头。很诚实的樵夫呢，老实地说 My axe is not a golden one. 这就是形容词加上代名词 one 的一个例子。 A golden axe 变成 a golden one. 那加入形容词之后呢，我们还有听到多一个 a。本来呢 one 用来代替 x， 加入形容词 golden 之后就会变成 a golden one。
Mercury dived a second time and brought up a silver axe。
墨丘利第二次下潜，举起了一把银斧头。
Mercury dived，
墨丘利潜入水中。
A second time，
第二次。
And brought up，
并且举起。
A silver axe,
一把银斧头。 Mercury dived a second time and brought up a silver axe. 墨丘利第二次下潜，举起了一把银斧头。He spoke to the woodman again. How about this one? Is this one yours?
他再一次问樵夫说 How about this one? 这个呢
Is this one yours?
这一把是你的吗
The woodman said, No, my axe is not a silver one. The woodman said,
樵夫说
No, my axe is not a silver one.
不是我的斧头不是银斧头
Silver, 银制的 My axe is not a silver one
我的斧头不是银斧头
A silver axe 变成 a silver one
又一次的形容词加上代名词 one 的用法而不止这样 This, that 这种只是代名词也可以放在 one 的前面像是
How about this one? This one
这一个
Is this one yours?
这把斧头是你的吗？
用 this one 来代替 this axe. Once more, Mercury dived into the river and brought up a wooden axe.
墨丘利再一次跳入河中，举起一把木斧头。
Once more, 再一次 Mercury dived.
墨丘利潜入水中
into the river,
进到河里
and brought up.
并且举起
a wooden axe,
一把木斧头。
Mercury dived into the river and brought up a wooden axe.
墨丘利再一次进到河中举起一把木斧头。
Mercury said to the man, How about this one? Is this one yours? And the woodman said, Yes, this is the one.
墨丘利对樵夫说 How about this one? Is this one yours? 这个怎么样？这个是你的吗？
The woodman said, 樵夫说 Yes, this is the one.
是的，就是这一把。
Mercury was so pleased with his honesty that he gave the woodman the golden one, the silver one, as presents.
墨丘利对他的诚实感到非常的开心，所以他就把金斧头和银斧头都送给樵夫。
Mercury was so pleased.
墨丘利感到非常高兴
with his honesty,
对于他的诚实
that he gave the woodman,
所以他送给樵夫
the golden one and the silver one,
金斧头和银斧头
as presents,
作为礼物。
Mercury was so pleased with his honesty that he gave the woodman the golden one and the silver one as presents.
墨丘利对他的诚实感到非常高兴，所以他把金斧头和银斧头送给樵夫。这个故事呢，是改编自《伊索寓言》里的金斧头、银斧头。文章总共174个字，使用了11次的代名词 one。在故事当中，我们可以学到形容词加代名词 one 的用法
：a golden one
金斧头
，a silver one
银斧头
，a wooden one
木斧头
，this one
这一把斧头。one 在故事里取代了 axe 斧头这个字，而 golden、silver、wooden、this 都是限定词。另外像是 first, second, third 这些表达顺序的数字也是形容词的一种也可以放在代名词 one 的前面
The first one is a golden one
The first one 第一把斧头
The first one is a golden one
第一把斧头是金斧头
The second one is a silver one
The second one 这第二把斧头
The second one is a silver one
第二把是银斧头
The third oneAlso, the last one is a wooden one.
The third one, 第三把斧头
The last one,
最后一把斧头
The third one, also the last one, is a wooden one.
第三把斧头也是最后一把则是一把木斧头。所以故事的最后呢樵夫带着三把斧头回家
The woodman not only got his axe back, but also took the other ones home.
The other ones 就是另外的两把斧头啦。
好的，最后我们再总结一下，代名词 one 它的复数并不是 two, three, four, five， 而是 ones， 然后不要把代名词 one 跟数字的 one 搞混，它们两个只是刚好拼法一样，但是代名词 one 和数字 one 是完全两个不一样的概念。代名词 one 用来代替前面一句已经出现的人事物或者是同类型的可数名词，那它是单数，那如果呢要用到复数的话，我们就会使用到 ones。 好了，关于代名词 one 的用法就分享到这里，如果对节目内容有任何的想法或想更深入了解哪方面的主题，都欢迎在网页上留言。 This is Jane, until next time.